This is Senator Al Simpson. Should members of the Washington Press Corps reveal their outside income too, like members of Congress do? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, you and I both give the taxpayers extensive information, for the public record, on any income that we receive in addition to our Senate salaries. The American people have a clear right to all the details on our outside income. Some say it keeps us honest. In Washington, the press is far more than an observer. They are players, kid you not. For that same reason, some of them receive hefty speaking fees far greater than we do in Congress. But the press really rankles at disclosing any of their outside income information in applying for press credentials. They usually mumble about the First Amendment. If the press is objective, and I won't argue that one here, then their audience deserves to know if they pick up a fat check from a group they report on. It applies to Congress, and it sure as hell ought to apply to this elite press corps in Washington.
Amen, Al. As Justice Brandeis said years ago, sunlight is the best disinfectant. If disclosure of outside income is right for Congress and the administration, it's also right for the media who cover our activities. The public's right to know includes the right to know whether outside special interests are bankrolling the press. It is an invasion of privacy for reporters, Al, just as it is for members of Congress. But it goes with the territory in this day and age. The top Washington print and television journalists are well-known national celebrities. They wield great power and influence over public issues and policy debates. We're not talking peanuts here, Al. For all its faults, Congress limits fees from outside special interest groups to $2,000 per speech or appearance. But for journalists, the sky is the limit. There's nothing wrong with reasonable disclosure, Al. Let's end the double standard and let in the sunlight. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on maternal leave for working mothers. They deserve it. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.